You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's religion. We're just getting warmed up here. Deuteronomy 18:10 tells us, "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead, for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you." You know, we shouldn't even have fellowship or have anything to do with anybody that's practicing any of this garbage. But what about our children? You know, it's an older show, but it's still out there. The Smurfs. You know, Gargamel is a villain that loves evil magic and he hates the Smurfs. He casts spells in Beelzebub's name. He has a cat named Azrael who kills the Smurfs for him. His death angel. This is open. This is blatant. And we let our children watch garbage like this, and there's even worse things out there than this. Mark 3:22 says, "And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, 'He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons.'" So they accused Jesus of being demon possessed and worshiping Beelzebub. Verse 23, "And he called them to himself and said to them in parables, 'How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then he will plunder his house. Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemies against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation, because they said he has an unclean spirit." This was just an accusation of an unclean spirit. How much worse than playing with unclean spirits, with buying your children things with unclean spirits, with buying yourself things with unclean spirits, which you using it for entertainment with unclean spirits. The Xboxes and PlayStations, the reality mind games, the things like that, where these are all satanic. The television shows where they come in and they lower our guard against these evil things. The satanic shows with witchcraft and evil undertones in them to get us to accept these things openly that are completely satanic and evil. And we sit down and we watch it and we call it entertainment. Folks, don't do this, please. Learn about this stuff. Reject Satan and his demons, and God will provide you protection. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.